This is my virtue. I think young. The virtue of being young is I do not let the facts get in the way of my imagination. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you instant illumination, instant inspiration, all that good stuff. This is my virtue. I think young. The virtue of being young is I do not let the facts get in the way of my imagination. I was walking up the path for lunch today, and the path is quite steep as it comes up and then goes down again, and you get to puff a little bit along the way. And I thought, I wonder if other people puff on this path too. Because here I am, 25 years old, and I'm puffing on the path. And then I thought to myself, probably not. And I don't have to puff either. I just say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. That's the only thing that I say for myself. And as I say that, I stop puffing. Not because I didn't need to puff or did puff or whatever, but I just stop puffing. And I just walk straight up, you know, straighten up, and you're going up the hill, you're bent over, you're, you know, walking up on the straight up to the hill. But the thing is, you have to straighten up even there and walk straight with your chin up and your chest out and walk like you're young and you're dynamic and so forth. And, of course, then I think, well, now kids bend over as they run up the hills too. And kids do all these things. There's nothing to standing up straight or bending over, those things. That's not young or old. All that is just moving with the terrain. However, if you think you got to bend over because, oh, it's such a job walking up this hill. It's so steep, you know. And there you got it. There you got it. Now, a lot of our people here at the old age home are acting kind of ancient. And they go around saying, you know, I can't quite make that, or I need to take the golf cart because I don't want to exercise my legs and I don't want to exercise my body, and I'm in a rush, and so I want to take the golf cart. And the golf carts are just fine, and they're yours for you to take. However, if we take the golf cart rather than exercising ourselves, then soon we will be out of business. And so another thought came to my mind. Oh, yeah, I'm full of thoughts. Yeah. And as I was thinking, and that's all in the stretch from the top of the hill down to the stairs here. I was thinking, okay, what if I could live forever? Well, the body might not be perfect, so I live with a brain. So I got a brain that's in one of these glasses, you know. And then I got a source of nutrients and stuff like that to supply me for several thousand years, you know. And it's a nice source of nutrient that supplies me. And so here I am in this bottle, and I am conducting my affairs. And I think, well, you know, I really should be a billionaire to do this, you know, because it's not fun to not have enough money to do the things you want to do. So I'm a billionaire. So then here I am in there. Now, I can't walk around. I'm a brain, you know, and I'm plugged into my nutrients and stuff like that. And the world goes on around me. Now, I have lots of businesses and lots of activities and investments in stocks and bonds and things. I'm a very dynamic and busy fellow. Well, then I thought to myself, well, now, isn't that fascinating? Isn't that fascinating? Here I am, so rich and so powerful and so nothing. I have no body. I have no sensation of the world around me. I might as well not be here, you know. I have no ability to get in the car and go for a drive. I cannot jump in my swimming pool and take a swim. I cannot ride up and down the elevator. I don't do anything because I can do everything right from where I am. And then I have monitors all over the place, TV monitors, so I can watch what's going on, and I can direct the activities of what's going on as though I'm there in person. Now, I was thinking, you know, it'd be interesting to go through an experience like that. I'm sure people have written books on that because that's science fiction at its highest level. But then the thought came to me, well, here I am, so rich and so obnoxious, and, you know, I have control of everything, And I'm telling people how to live, and I'm not even out there living with them. I don't know what their emotions are because I don't have them. I don't know what their feelings are because I don't have them. I don't know what their desires are for food, for clothing, for relationships and all that stuff because I don't have it. I'm self-contained and self-sufficient. And so some young fellow comes along and he says, I'd like to see that guy, you know, me. And here I am in this bottle. And the guy comes up to see me, and he is checked out, says he's an okay guy. And so he comes up and he talks to me. And he says, well, you certainly have an unusual life. And I said, yes, I do. And he says, you know, I think it's about time for you to leave this dimension. And I say, what do you mean? You know, I mean, be careful, you know. I'll have the gendarmes in here in a second if you try something funny. He says, no, you won't. He says, I have already disconnected all of the television cables and everything and just put a rerun of a video of you on there. So people just think that you're up there doing those things. But I'm here talking to you now, and you have no connection at all to the outside world. Only connection you have is to your nutrition. Well, son, what are you going to do? Well, I'm going to disconnect you. Well, don't you think that they would be upset if you did that? No, because you are meaningless and you are unimportant because you do not have the interests of humanity at heart. So therefore, I find it of no value for you to be living in this world. And so I say, well, you probably have a point. And but why don't you be my physical self and go out and enjoy these things on my behalf and tell me about the life you lead, how you have a lovely family and you have a lovely wife and you go camping and you do all these things that you want to do. Come back and tell me about it, you know, so I can get the feeling of it. Well, you know, I think that's gross, the fellow says. He says, what right have you to be invading my life? And what right have you, just because you have so much money, to tell all these people how to live their lives, and you haven't the vaguest idea of what's going on out there in the world? You've been in this bottle now for, you know, 100 years. And you know, you haven't gotten any wiser. You merely see by looking at things. You don't participate in them. And so I say, well, what is your intention? He says, I intend to unplug you. And when do you want to do that? Well, I'll let you know. You will know when you are unplugged. And I say, well, all right. So, go for it. And so the young man unplugs me. But at the same time he unplugs me, he receives the voltage of electricity that is necessary to function, for me to function, which is far more than his body can handle, and he becomes electrocuted. And so he has taken care of the choice of disconnecting me, but he also disconnected himself. So now we are both spirit. And I say to him, because we're spirit together, you know, I say, well, son, was that worth it? He says, yes, I think so. He said, I had a mission, and my mission was to both set you free and set free all of the conglomerates who were dependent upon your wisdom and your guidance. And they made a lot of money. They're very successful. But they walked over a lot of people, and they hurt a lot of people. And I think that it's time that that ended. Well, son, are we going to see each other again? Look, spirit, I'm the same age as you are, so you can stop calling me son now. And I say, okay. Are we going to know each other now? I really don't think so. I think you have growing to do in your consciousness, and I certainly have lots of growing to do in my consciousness. And I don't think it's in the same direction. And so he goes his way, and I go mine, and we continue with our eternal life. Now, that was the little story that came through my mind as I came from the turn of the path up there down the stairs to here. Now, that's quite a comprehensive little story. And then I had another one coming across the stair from the staircase to the house here, but that's another time. But can you see we have tremendous activity going on in our mind, tremendous vitality, and we want to keep our bodies whole and perfect. We want to keep our bodies viable. And the only way to keep our bodies viable is by using them. And if we're going to go around saying that we are too tired to do this, we're too tired to do that, we can't do this, we can't do that, or we don't have whatever it takes to do it, then indeed this is then an old folks' home. And I don't think that's what we want it to be. I think we want this to be a young, vital place where everybody is doing great, wonderful things and just having a ball. And that's why our topic today, this is my virtue, I think young. The virtue of being young is I do not let the facts get in the way of my imagination. And so I say, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. I don't let the facts that there might be a little scratch or a little bump bother me. I'm whole and perfect. I always know where to put my feet. I always know where to walk. I always am comfortable. I'm always surrounded by the pure white light of love, and I feel utterly fantastic. Now, what about you? What about you? Where are you on your level of your virtue of thinking young and being young and not letting the facts get in the way? How often do you tell people how old you are? How often do you look at people and say, oh, you must be 18, oh, you must be 30, oh, you must be 50, or you must... How often do we judge? What difference does it make? What difference it makes is the vitality of the being, that's what we should concentrate on. The youngness of their actions, their way of living. And I think this is great. But it takes a concerted effort on our own part to maintain our awareness in that area. And if you want to do it, go for it. But it also takes imagination. Because just visualize yourself. Your name is John. And you're going to climb a mountain. Now, what are you going to do before you climb the mountain? Now, John does not exercise before he climbs a mountain. John mentally exercises. John likes to climb. He took a helicopter trip to the top of the mountain, and they stopped halfway up to get some groceries, and he said, you guys go on and deliver the groceries. I'm going to walk the rest of the way up. And it took him 8 hours to walk the rest of the way up. But he loves to climb. Now, Anita, a frail little mouse, she heard about John being on top of the mountain, and she was down on the seashore, and she had an afternoon off, or I believe it was a day, maybe a weekend, and so she said, I'm going to go see him. She had no idea where he was, except he was on top of the mountain in a cabin. But her hormones directed her directly to him, and she arrived straight away at his cabin as she climbed the mountain, without any hesitation. Now, is that imagination or not? My goodness sakes. Did she believe she could do it? Did she take a bottle of water along? I'm sure she did. Did she take any food? Perhaps not. Perhaps so. But you see, she thinks young. Now you say, well, she is young. Well, she's in her 30s. And she's a mature adult. But yes, she does. She thinks young. Now, we have Dorothea. And does she think young? Oh, my goodness, does she think young? But she likes to play the old game, and that's where it gets her in trouble. If she would just let go of that old game, just because she's 87 years old, she doesn't need to play that game. She gets in her car and drives like a steamboat, you know. She just has a ball. And she walks up to the second floor apartment and doesn't even think of getting an apartment on the first floor. She enjoys it, and she, as her part-time, as her pastime, she goes around and delivers day-old bakery, sweet rolls and stuff, from the bakery to people who cannot get out of their houses, people who are aged and elderly and stuff like that. Now, she's thinking young. Now, is she really thinking young? Is she really thinking? I said, okay, Dorothea, come fly with us. We're going to fly here or there. Oh, no, I don't like airplanes. I don't want this. You see, and that's not thinking young. Thinking young is entering into things. It's being like Irene. She thinks nothing of jumping off a bridge with a bungee cord. And I don't even think of doing that. But she's fantastic. And she lives young, she is young, she is dynamic, and she always will be, probably. And Stefan, he is young and dynamic too. He doesn't want to tie himself to anybody who feels that they're old. And if anybody feels that they're old, he's not in their picture anymore. And this is a wise thing to do. And what is he? He's in his 40s someplace. Now, this is my virtue, I think young. The virtue of being young is that I do not let the facts get in the way of my imagination. And I tell everybody how old I am. I'm 25. I tell everybody what I do. And they say, how do you do all those things in a day? Well, really, it's not that much. But really, it's a lot. I do it because I love it and I have fun doing it. If I didn't love it, I wouldn't be able to do it. And if you don't love the work that you're doing, then you're not going to be able to do it either. And if you ever say, oh, I got too much to do. If someone says, do this chore, you shove aside the things you're doing and do it. Then come back and do the things you're doing. You say, well, I really should have done those other things first. No, you shouldn't. You set the priority, and then you do what the priority is. And if the priority is doing something different than what you were doing, then go for it. If the priority is doing what you're doing and finishing it up and then going for it, that's okay. But just follow your heart, follow who you are, follow what makes you happy, because that's it. This is my virtue. I think young. The virtue of being young is I do not let the facts get in the way of my imagination. So think with me on this youthful virtue, and let's stay young together. I love you. I love you. I love you.